not done. No.
Okay.
My name is Brogan Collins. I am interviewing Miss Collins. She is not related to me. We are at Wheatland Center School in Burlington, Wisconsin, and it is May 22nd, 2019. How was your childhood?
My childhood, so like back when I was really little, or like when I was in school?
In school.
In school. I was kind of a goody two shoes when I was in school. I remember there was a time in second grade where, did you ever have those cards where you had to like change your card to red or yellow? So I got my card turned to red once for like talking to someone after a warning, and I bawled and thought it was the end of the universe. So I was very well behaved in school. I always really liked reading. Math was okay. Growing up, I had a sister, and so we both played soccer, and so that was a lot of our childhood too, is, you know, we just focused on our schoolwork, and playing soccer took up a lot of our time.
Did you go outside a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yep. when we started playing travel soccer, we were outside on the soccer fields probably 6 days a week between practices and games.
Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
My happiest moments for my childhood or just in life?
In life.
Okay. When I was applying for colleges, so when I was a senior in high school, I had applied to 5 different schools. So I went and visited them. One of them I didn't even apply to. Illinois State, I didn't even apply because it was too big when I went and visited. But I had gone and visited Drake University in Iowa, St. Ambrose University out in Iowa, Eastern Illinois, Bradley, and then Illinois State. And I applied to all but Illinois State. And, you know, when you slowly start to get the college letters coming in saying whether or not you have been accepted, it's kind of nerve-wracking. And then they also send you your letter of whether or not you get a scholarship, which kind of decides, you know, financially if you can go there. And I remember I wanted to go to Drake really, really badly. And that was the last school that I heard back from. And so I remember getting that envelope in the mail, and they always say like the bigger the envelope, the better the news, because usually they send you like the registration and orientation information. And I remember it being a big envelope and opening it up and just being so excited because I could go there, and that was kind of the school that I really enjoyed visiting and could see myself there, and then was there for 4 years, so it was a good fit.
Yeah, man.
Were you good in high school? Like, were your grades always good?
Yeah. Again, I was kind of you probably would have called me a nerd in high school,
yeah,
Brandon, because I studied a lot, and a lot of academics came pretty easily to me in high school. I was naturally a really good reader. Math was a little bit tougher. The only class that I really struggled in high school was AP biology. And I remember taking the AP exam and just being like, I'm never going to pass this. This is insane. And spending a lot of time studying that science material because it was complicated and it was really hard for me. But for the most part in high school, again, I just played soccer and focused on school because that was all I had time for. I was trying to keep my grades up. I was in some clubs too. Like, they have like National Honor Society, Spanish Club. And so I tried to do other things besides, you know, sports and school. But for the most part, that was my focus.
Did you enjoy school?
Yeah, I've always liked school, which is probably why I'm a teacher, so that I can still keep going to school.
What did you want to be when you were a little kid?
I always wanted to be a teacher. I used to play school in my basement. My parents got me a giant whiteboard from like a garage sale, and I would make fake worksheets, and then I would like teach it on the board, and then I would fill out the fake worksheets and then grade the fake worksheets that I had just done myself. Yeah, it was pretty legit. I had a good school operation going on there. I know you're impressed.
Were you good at soccer?
I mean, define good.
A starter.
Yes. So I played travel soccer all through high school, and I played goalie, and so that's not usually a position that a lot of people love anyway, but I mean, I was decent. Was I the best? No, but I played every game and would start and usually finish, depended. Sometimes, some years I split halves with another girl who's on my team, and when I was not in the goal, I was usually on the field playing defense. But yes, I did start in many games.
As we wrap it up, do you have any advice for eighth graders?
I would say that next year, don't be afraid to try new things in high school. You're going to want to find where you fit in and the people that you get along with and can be yourself with. And I would also just say to be true to yourself. Don't try and make yourself like something that other people enjoy, because there's going to be people in high school who are similar to you and have similar interests and you get along well with and can be yourself with, and you don't have to change yourself for that to happen. So that's probably my biggest piece of advice. I'd also say make sure you do your homework and study. Yes, those 4 years go really, really fast, and they do kind of dictate your future a little bit more than middle schoolers seem to be ready to believe. So work hard.
Yourself. Well, thanks for coming in.
No problem.